Thank you and good afternoon. In conjunction with the County Drug Task Force, the Sheriff's Office conducted a maximum enforcement operation over the span of 2 days in Southern Humboldt. This resulted in the arrest of 8 people and the confiscation of meth, marijuana, cash, and firearms. After a number of complaints about drug sales activity, deputies in the Drug Task Force served search warrants at the Lone Pine Motel on Redwood Drive and arrested Frederick Ross, John Matthews, Kerry Baker, and Kelly Winters. Deputies also found $20,000 in cash, along with meth and processed marijuana. A child was also located during the search and was turned over to protective services. At a second location at the Johnston Motel on Redwood Drive, deputies arrested Bruce Finley, Hannah Hain, Daniel Dobbs, and Scott Fowler. A search of Finley turned up a handgun, heroin, and drug paraphernalia. He was arrested while the other three were arrested for probation violations and warrants. The last suspect wanted in connection with the home invasion robbery last week on Island Mountain was arrested by Eureka Police Thursday after an attempted traffic stop led to a short vehicle pursuit and a search on foot. 32-year-old Logan Brimmer of Eureka was driving a vehicle near Wabash and Summer Streets in Eureka when a police officer attempted to initiate a traffic stop. Brimmer fled instead and eluded the officer. The vehicle was later found abandoned in the 1100 block of E Street, but Brimmer and the passenger, 41-year-old Daniel Fidler of Fortuna, were soon located with the help of local residents. Brimmer was arrested and booked on felony warrants related to the home invasion. He joins the other two suspects that were involved in the same incident. Fidler was also arrested and booked for probation violations and possession of methamphetamine. With the tax season currently underway, it should be noted that residents should be aware of potential phone scams from unknown people who claim to be from the Internal Revenue Service. Residents of Eureka have already received phone calls from an out-of-area number, and the caller will say that the IRS will plan to sue you and will give you another phone number to contact. Citizens should be reminded that the IRS does not demand any kind of payment or personal information over the phone, and they do not threaten to sue anyone over the phone as well. The IRS will first contact you by mail. If you experience any type of IRS phone scam, you are advised to contact authorities. With Norman's dry cleaning building slated to be demolished in the coming weeks, Humboldt Bay Fire will be conducting destructive hands-on firefighting training for the next 2 weeks at the building on E Street. The training will consist of simulating forcible entry, such as forcing doors and windows and cutting holes in the roof and walls. No live fire training will occur at this location, and the training will not affect other structures. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. 3 new deputy district attorneys have been hired, according to Humboldt County District Attorney Maggie Fleming. Fleming was on Thursday's talk shop, and when the topic of Measure Z came up, she cited the need for additional positions such as deputies, probation officers, and district attorneys, as the workload for law enforcement has increased greatly.
I know we need more sheriff's deputies, I know we need more probation officers, and we absolutely need more deputy DAs. We had a couple of positions that were vacant, and I went through a huge number of applicants. We interviewed a number of people a couple of weeks ago, actually about a month ago now, and I've hired 3 new deputy DAs for this that are starting in March.
Fleming said the new hires will be working in misdemeanor courts, which is something that is greatly needed. She also has another purpose with the new hirings.
And my goal, you know, as we progress with this is if we could get additional deputy DA positions, we need a couple additional clerical people, and then what I was thinking of, the service folks who really deal with victims and witnesses are so critical. I think now would be a really good time to have a community service officer who's just going to deal with restitution issues.
Fleming noted that restitution has been a big issue in a lot of the theft cases, and it has been an area of concern for citizens as well. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.